Each month, we chat with the CNIB in Canada. It is the country's largest sight loss charity. But today, I am joined by David Demers, who's going to tell us a little bit about CNIB Access Lab. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So Access Lab is extremely new. Tell us all about it.
So Access Labs is a social enterprise of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. And basically, our mission is to elevate customer experience and create safe and inclusive spaces for all Canadians, whether that be in the digital environment or built environment. And we really try to create unparalleled outcomes through a lived experience lens. So in addition to our core team of experts and accessibility consultants, we have a national network of testers of lived experience accessibility testers across the country that can also help us test and make sure that solutions are accessible, but are also providing a great experience for users.
It sounds like a very wide brief, David. You know, you're talking about the environment there. I take it perhaps talking about buildings and streetscapes as well as the digital world as well, accessibility there, you know, hardware, software. Is that the kind of thing?
That's correct. And, you know, our unique positioning is that we truly have a holistic approach. So we are able to, with our expertise and decades of experience, really take a look at the intersectionality between digital ecosystems and the built environment, because we're seeing more and more of it, built environments that integrate various technologies like automatic doors or touchscreens or various technology that's integrated into the design of buildings. But also people like me in the blindness community will also go online to look up information about venues or locations we want to visit. And so it's very important that the digital side, the websites and the apps also be accessible so that we can prepare our routes and we can get the information that we need to be able to get around also in the built environment. So there really is an intersectionality between the two that is important to be considered and shouldn't be overlooked if we want to really create a seamless and inclusive and accessible experience for everyone.
I suppose technology, as you say, David, it's creeping into everything now. We're using our smart devices more. We're using them, as you say, to guide us around to use things out there in the built environment. Do you think it's at a rapid growth now? Is our sort of physical environment changing more and integrating digital technology even more now?
There certainly seems to be a rapid growth in terms of new technologies being integrated into built environments. And also, you know, we're seeing that there's an increase in interest and of objectives being given to corporations and their leadership teams around equality, diversity, and inclusion. And add to that an emerging plethora of new accessible technologies that are coming out in the past decade. So it really is a dynamic industry. There's a lot of rapid change going on. And that's why, you know, the Access Labs is really important, because we can help organizations and our partners navigate all of these new things coming out and better understand what are the best technologies, which are the ones that better serve the community's needs, and really be sure that we're making solutions that are not just built for us, but that are built with us.
Important point you make there right at the end, David. It's building accessibility in at the drawing board. It's a big ask. How do you start? I mean, I know it's very early stages at the moment, but where do you see the beginning?
We certainly are seeking to partner with large enterprise consulting firms and the ones that work with the corporations that will have impact in the daily lives of the community that we serve. So, for example, you know, we really want to focus on the retail sector, hospitality, transportation and transit, healthcare, and all of these sectors that really will have an impact in the daily lives of people that we serve. The premise behind the partnerships that we have and want to continue building with the organizations we work with is to really get them to understand and to start working with us at all stages of the design process. We've done a lot of accessibility remediation. And, you know, oftentimes remediation or doing accessibility after the fact can be quite expensive and sometimes not feasible. So we know that when accessibility is integrated into all stages of the design process, accessibility becomes much less expensive. It becomes part of the culture. And also, in my opinion, accessibility can become beautiful instead of something that's just bolted on after the fact, really when we integrate it into the design thinking. So that's how we want to make sure that organizations are able to do it and do it in the right way. We do a lot of work with the government and for the government, and it's very important work. It's important that government services be accessible. But the fact of the matter is, people really only go to a government office maybe once or twice a year, whereas shopping centers, transit hubs, pharmacies, and these type of locations, banks and so on, are more susceptible to be visited by people multiple times a week or at least once a week. So those are the sectors that we're really aiming for and where we want to have impact in. So we try to be somewhat selective to make sure that we have impact.
So you're confident that designers and big corporates and so on will be ready to engage?
We are, and we're noticing that the partners that we work with and many of them that are reaching out to us are ready in terms of, you know, the willingness to do it, but sometimes they're not quite sure where to start and what are the best practices to follow, what are the right guidelines, how can we go above and beyond them, because we can certainly check off all the accessibility boxes, but in some cases it's not providing great experiences. One of the things that I think is very important to mention about what we're doing at Access Labs is that we're really putting at the forefront the lived experience and the fact that, you know, we want things to be done with our community in mind. And so it's very important to take into account the lived experience of users. And so that way we're able to go above and beyond accessibility and really go into usability and good experiences. And there's a lot of data that shows that clients will go to a competitor if a business provides a better experience or if it's accessible.
David, we will come back to you on this further down the line as well to find out about some of the progress. But if people would like more information, how can they go about doing that?
If your business wants to become more accessible and inclusive, you can contact us at Access Labs by calling 1-800-563-2642, or you can also reach us at info@cnib.ca. And our call agents will make sure that your message gets to us and we'll be in touch with you promptly.
David, great to chat with you and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. It was a pleasure.